Collingwood councillor Deb Doherty was recently elected to an Ontario board representing small urban municipalities in the province. During the annual conference of the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO, held August 15 to 17, Doherty was elected to the association's board of directors, Small Urban Caucus. Nearly all of the 444 municipalities in Ontario are members of AMO. The association develops policies and organizes conferences and training for municipal governance. The provincial government has an agreement with AMO to consult the association and municipalities for policy ideas and matters that could affect municipal services and finances. As a member of board, Doherty will be part of the group of municipal leaders helping to set policy in the province. I am delighted to be given the opportunity to join the board and advance the good work that AMO does to advance the interests of all 444 Ontario municipalities, and particularly those of small towns, said Doherty in an email. This will be Doherty's first term on the Small Urban Caucus. She has been on the AMO Waste Management Task Force since 2020. While the Small Urban Caucus advances the issues of all small towns, this is a great opportunity for our town to elevate its profile for potential real benefits down the road, said Doherty. AMO President Colin Best, a councillor in Halton Region, said in a news release he's pleased to have Doherty on the board. Hundreds of municipal governments from across Ontario benefit from their participation in AMO. At the same time, their contribution and commitment to working together makes all communities stronger, said Best in the news release. Most of the public services that people use every day are provided by municipal governments, states a news release from AMO. Countless connections, partnerships and funding transfers with Ontario's provincial government impact municipal programs and services. In the interest of good government, AMO works to ensure that the municipal and provincial-municipal relationship is strong and effective. The AMO priorities for the next two-year term, which ends in 2024, focus on during the 2022-2024 term, AMO will be particularly focused on matters related to economic recovery and prosperity, planning and growth, affordable housing, ending homelessness, infrastructure investment, broadband expansion, and transit. In addition, AMO is focusing on social infrastructure and policies that enable everyone in Ontario to achieve their full potential. Investment in public health, community paramedicine, long-term care, human services, community mental health and addiction round out AMO's top priorities. Extensive information about AMO's advocacy and support for municipal governments is available on the website, www.amo.on.ca.